Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, here's to your health.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and today we are going to be interviewing Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm that's dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. She travels internationally. She also taught people how to be fit, the faculty and staff and the students at UCLA, for 30 years. She is the author of over 30 books. One more recent one is The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, and Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, and Equanimity. And today we're going to be talking about how sweating and saunas heal, detoxify, and rejuvenate the body. So I'd like to welcome Dr. Susan to our show today. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Dr. Carla. I'm so happy to be with you. And we have a hot topic today.
Absolutely. And it couldn't be better timing. We're into summer. It was in the hundreds last week here.
Whoa.
Yeah. So this is a great topic to be talking about for our listeners. And I just tell everybody, get your pens and pencils out because you always have so much information. They're going to want to take notes.
Yeah, I definitely do have lots of info today.
So tell us about the history of heat therapy, saunas, and all the cultures around the world that have used and benefited this for therapeutic practice. You know, we hear a lot about Europe and Asia using these practices.
Yes, yeah, we do. If you think back to the old Roman days of they had bath and sauna and exercise complexes, so they would take saunas a lot. You've heard of the sweat lodge structures of the Scandinavians and the Native American Indians.
Right.
And they all knew that it helped rid the body of toxins, it helps with weight loss, it kills viruses. But I've always been so impressed with people in Finland, because right now there are about 5.6 million people in Finland, and they say that about one out of every seven people have a sauna. And in Finland, if you live out on a farm, every farm has its own sauna, usually built on the shore of the lake or the river. And even city homes have saunas built on the lot, usually in the backyard. In fact, Carla, people in Finland consider taking saunas very sacred. In fact, they say you must behave in a sauna as you would in church. And so I say that with all of the studies of the benefits of sweating, that I'll bottom line it with this, and then we'll go through things in detail, that sweating is not only important for our physical well-being, but in these times in which we all live now, with water and airborne pollution, toxic chemicals, heavy metals galore, a poor diet, and maybe poor exercise habits.
And even all of the
internal cleansing of sweating is critical for a healthy body and mind.
Right. And I think of just all the additives in foods. One little note I want to add is when our daughter was young, she went to language camp. Concordia College they have all of the different worlds represented. And you speak the language and you adopt customs. And they've built these around all of the lakes in northern Minnesota. But when she came home, she was so shocked because they took saunas. They would go ahead and they had this honor, just like you said, right by the lake in the French camp, Lac du Bois. And she was so surprised that they had that. And I just thought, well, they brought that part of the culture with them. So, you know, I think it's really important here in our Western culture. We just, you know, our family had a sauna when our children were growing up, but that was really not the norm. And I was just wondering, why is it in the United States that we haven't adopted this, particularly since, you know, so many of us are descendants of European, the European culture?
Well, I think it's because, you know, people in America, I think we're often way behind people in Europe. I know that to be the case. And then we get so busy with our American lifestyles, and a lot of people think that you don't have room for a sauna in your home. But you can get small one-person saunas. You can put it in the corner of a bedroom or a basement or outside on a deck. It's easy to find a place to put a sauna. But I think, I know at least where I live, Carla, in Los Angeles, infrared saunas are very popular. But I personally, and let me say this, that I learned about the benefits of saunas when I was a teenager from my grandmother. We did know about infrared saunas in those days. But I've been doing saunas since I was, not even an adult. And I always knew the benefits, and I know how it made me feel. You get a natural high in the sauna. You know, there's a saying that cleanliness is next to godliness, and one of the best ways to keep your entire body from the inside out clean is through profuse sweating. But when you go into a sauna and you take it the right way, and you come out and you wash off, and then you end with a cool shower, and you sit for 5 or 10 minutes, you get such a high, and even though I don't do drugs or alcohol, I want everyone to know that the high you get from taking a sauna makes you feel so good that nobody would ever want to do anything artificial to get high. You right. feel in the pink all the time.
Well, you hear about the runner's high, absolutely. Yes. So, but the other part of it is maybe because of the detoxification, it just an aura of wellness all of a sudden is something that you feel. I was thinking maybe people think it's an indulging thing to get a sauna, but I would just like to put out for our listeners that when you think of all the money put out for medicine because of all of the chronic diseases we have happening, particularly in the United States, I would think that I was looking online and you can even get a two-person sauna, I think, for $1,500. Mm-hmm. That if you calculate that, you will own it after a year, and that's maybe $100 and some a month. And I'm sure a lot of people are paying copays of $100 and some a month on all of the different prescriptions that they're having to use for a multitude of different diseases. And what this is being, as you speak on internationally, this is a preventative wellness approach to your health, right?
Absolutely. And you were just talking about the runner's high. You do increase the endorphins and kephalins in your body. One of the reasons you just feel so happy and confident and on top of the world when you get out of a sauna.
And maybe it's kind of a mini vacation, too. I know you pray when you're in the sauna, but I always think of that as being just a little mini vacation from all the noise that we're exposed to.
Yes. And you know what, though? I use my sauna time often as my prayer time.
Right.
Because the difference of there's a difference between a wet sauna, a traditional dry, and an infrared sauna.
So tell us about that.
Yeah. So, And here's a sweating 101. When you're exposed to any kind of heat, whether you're jogging and you're sweating or in a sauna or it's hot and outside, blood vessels in the skin dilate to allow more blood to flow to the surface. So this activates the millions of sweat glands that God has given us that cover the body. And the fluid in the blood hydrates the sweat glands, which pour the water into the skin's surface. And as the water evaporates from the skin, it draws heat from the body. So sweating is nature's cooling system. Now, either the sauna, the dry sauna, or the steam room can be used if you want to relax and unwind. Either will work. But the dry sauna clearly has more therapeutic benefits. For one thing, the dry sauna has an advantage over steam by helping to rid the body of more toxic metals that are picked up from our environment. And yes, the kidneys can take out many of these toxins, but a daily sweat can help reduce the body's accumulation of lead, mercury, nickel, cadmium, sulfuric acid, and even cholesterol.
Well, I'm thinking, Susan, that the people who have, say, kidney issues with diabetes, this would be a great way to help promote detoxification without putting in the extra burden on their kidneys, right?
Absolutely. Now, and if you want to lose weight, if you want to lose fat and even cellulite, and by the way, whenever I have a photo shoot, I think I mentioned to you,
yes.
this to you briefly,
yes.
I always make sure the morning of a photo shoot I've done a sauna, because it gives you that really healthy glow in your skin. But a dry sauna is much better over a steam room. if you want to lose weight, because it places a greater demand on the body in terms of using up calories. Therefore, it assists in a fat loss. And studies show that if you sit in an infrared sauna, and that's different from a dry sauna, for one session, it burns about 300 calories. That's the equivalent to a 2 to 3 mile jog or an hour of moderate weight training.
That's just amazing. Now, what about the dry sauna? Do you get that same type of calorie loss as with the infrared?
Well, say that again about the which sauna?
Do you get that same type of calorie burn with the regular dry sauna rather than the infrared?
It is close. But
close.
You see, the benefit with the infrared is it doesn't feel as hot on the inside. You can actually wear jewelry. You can take in water and it won't heat up. And that's because infrared is different from a dry sauna that just heats the air. You know, like an infrared, if you have a premature baby and it goes into an incubator, they use an infrared sauna. I've had a sprain or a muscle spasm in my back. I go to my chiropractor. They put on my back a heat lamp that's infrared.
So there's something with the infrared, and it's not as hot. So people probably can stay longer?
Exactly.
Okay.
Eric, you stay in longer, and you reap greater benefits than in a regular dry sauna.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, besides the sauna, there's other ways, right, that people can have therapeutic benefits of sweating. So we know, like running, for example, being over in Hawaii during El Nino, I would say that that's a good time to be able to sweat.
Oh, yeah.
But what are some of the other ways besides using a sauna? Are people able to
exercise is really the best way. And, you know, I posted a blog today that goes through lots of these studies, so you'll see them on my website. But there was a study not long ago in Germany, and there was a professor, a physical education professor, who found that there was no cancer in patients and his subjects who were marathon runners. And he did a study with marathoners, I don't think I could do this study, though, who logged 20 miles a day of running, and he analyzed their sweat. And he found that it contained cadmium, lead, and nickel, and he concluded that these athletes excreted these potential cancer-causing elements from their bodies by perspiring, and he and all of his colleagues concluded that it's necessary. So get this, to sweat profusely at least once a day to maintain good health. And usually, Carla, only the most active of athletes sweat to the heavy degree to give you the most benefit. Even regular people like myself who exercise, I don't sweat enough to get this profuse sweating in my body. So that's why, you know, if you can't do that, it just is so beneficial
to use
to get
the sauna.
A sauna.
Right.
And for years before I figured I could get one in my home, I would go to my gym and they had a sauna, and I'd go to the Bliss Spa and they would have a sauna there. And but then I realized that there's so many toxic residues that you sweat out of your body, and you know they don't clean the benches very well there. And I like the idea that any time, night or day, I can go into a sauna. And this is just an aside, and we talked about this when we did our interview on sleep, but if you heat up your body 2 to 3 hours before bedtime, and an infrared sauna is a great way to do that, then that causes a greater drop from cooling down your body after being hot, which excretes more melatonin in your body, and you will sleep like a baby on the nights that you've taken a sauna 2 to 4 hours before bedtime.
Which that addresses a huge problem in our culture, because so many people suffer from insomnia, and I'm talking young people. I was so surprised when I was asking one of my undergraduate class of students how many of them had a good night's sleep. And I think out of 20-some students, only two or three raised their hands that they had had a good night's sleep. So it's a real problem. So the sauna, there are no toxic side effects. Are there any toxic side effects from use of a sauna that you've become aware of through the years?
You know what? There's no toxic side effect, but sometimes I find people that use it for the wrong reason, and they want to quickly lose weight. So they think they're just going to perspire out lots of water. And yes, you might be 2 or 3 pounds lighter, but it's not fat you've lost in the sauna for that session. It's all the extra water, and your body can become dehydrated.
Right.
So you want to make sure you take in water and in with you in the sauna, and you drink through before you take the sauna, during and afterwards, because you don't want to deprive your body of the replacement fluid. Because that can be really risky and literally could land you in the hospital.
Right.
So I'm into leafy green juices and all kinds of green juices and smoothies that I have before and after I'm in the sauna.
Now, what about nutrients? Because if you're sweating out the toxins, are you sweating out nutrients too?
Well, water-soluble vitamins like B and C, if you sauna every day, and I sauna... Not every day, because I don't have time, honestly. And if I travel, I can't. But I do make sure on the day before, the day of, and the day after a sauna. And if I have sauna every day during the week, I do it every day. I take a little extra vitamin C and B vitamins.
Okay. Just to be able to go. So you could take a multivitamin even, right, and be able to capture that.
Oh, yes,
yes. Right, right.
And some of the other benefits are... When you take a sauna, it increases the number of leukocytes in the blood, which means it strengthens the immune system, and it helps fight off colds and flu and lots of studies with cancer, and bolsters your resistance to infection. It helps drop diastolic blood pressure, and that's especially the infrared, because the dry sauna can often get suffocatingly hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it stimulates that, like I said, that vasodilation to the peripheral vessels. So that helps relieve pain and speeds healing of a sprain, a strain, any itis, like bursitis, rheumatoid arthritis, muscle pain. And it just really is the greatest way to relax.
Well, and the other thing...
I often nap.
Yeah, I would think so. But I'm also thinking, think of all the people with circulatory disorders. And how, if this promotes circulation, how beneficial that can be to them.
Yes, absolutely beneficial. There's really no downside. And even with an infrared sauna in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, I have two clients, a couple, an elderly couple, in their early 90s that go into the sauna together in their infrared sauna.
Now, is this, well, and that's another thing that's good, is that we're always promoting, particularly with couples, a date night. You could have a sauna night.
I love it. That is such a great idea.
Just to have that time together. And how long are you indicating that people should stay in the sauna, especially if they're starting out for the first time?
Yeah, well, I'll say this to you. If it's your first time, your sweat glands aren't very conditioned, and it might take you a little bit longer to sweat. And what I recommend then is go in for 10 minutes and then go take a cool shower, then maybe go back in the sauna, stay a little bit longer. But after a week or two, your sweat glands will be so healthy that 5 minutes in the sauna and you're already producing a profuse sweat.
So at that point, are you thinking that people can stay in 20 minutes?
Yes.
Is that about what probably
you work
to?
Yeah, 20 to 30 minutes is easy. I often stay in 45, if I have the time, 45 to 50 minutes. And I will, I'm going through all this, not that everyone needs to know this, but I have a four-person sauna, and I'm the only one who uses it. And I have that because I start by lying down, and when you get a good sauna, they'll have those built-in ergonomic backrests, and I lay down, and my feet are up on the wall. And then halfway through, then I sit up, because then you have the infrared heat along your spine, which really helps to produce a good sweat. And heat rises, as you know.
Right.
So when you then sit up, then your face sweats and your hair sweats. And to all the women out there, if you want to have beautiful hair, before you get into the sauna, put some coconut oil all over your hair and clip it up and put a shower cap on your head, because that creates a humid environment under the shower cap. And our hair has cuticles on it. And the humid environment, Carla, kind of opens up, I'm showing with my hand, you can't see, but opens up the cuticle and it absorbs that oil. Then when you get out of the sauna, it lets the, you don't need to go spend all the money that people spend here in L.A. to condition their hair. You can do it in the sauna.
Right.
I mean, you could do it if you went into a shower and did the same thing with a shower cap on, but you don't get the benefits of the heat, the profuse heat and sweating of your scalp that's really good for your scalp and brain as well, because you get better blood flow to your brain. If I have a chapter or a speech to write, I make sure I go in the sauna first, because I feel like I have a higher IQ when I get out of the sauna.
Just because of the profusion of the blood flow.
Yes.
That is amazing. Well, I can't think of a better way to be able to do preventative medicine than for people to be able to have a sauna in their home that they can utilize so that they get the circulation going, they're detoxifying, they're relaxing. So many people suffer from anxiety and panic disorder. I mean, there's just multiple things that can be beneficial. But now, is there an age limit to how young a person can go into a sauna?
No, it's wonderful for children. And even if your animal is sick, I wouldn't keep an animal in longer than 10 minutes, but
okay.
Like a dog, you could keep a dog in a sauna, you know, on the ground, not high up, if you have different levels.
Uh-huh.
So, no, it's good for children. And again, not the regular dry, but the infrared sauna is the good one, because it doesn't feel as hot.
Right. Right. And people will stay in for the length of time. And then to just remember, there's a
That's
conditioning
right.
period that if your sweat glands haven't been active for a long time,
yes.
It's important that you get conditioned. And so to go in and can you reiterate that again? Say I'm brand new and I bought this sauna. Am I going to go in to start out
yes.
10 minutes
at a
time?
You might think, what is wrong with me? I've been in 10 minutes and I'm not even breaking a sweat.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
This happens with everybody. Well, unless you're a very active exerciser, then your body has healthy sweat glands. But, you know, give it a week or two at the most, and you'll find then after that time, within 5 minutes, you're already profusely sweating.
Okay.
And keep in mind that I have a whole chapter devoted to the healing benefits of sweating in my book, Choose to Thrive.
Can you also
the blog that I posted today at SusanSmithJones.com.
Right. And we want to make sure that people know they can go to SusanSmithJones.com. And it's not just only the information about the, you know, sauna and your books, Choose to Thrive, but you have a multitude of information from all your years of experience that's posted there. So SusanSmithJones.com is where you can get that information. And Choose to Thrive is where you discuss this in more detail, Susan?
Yes, definitely. Choose to Thrive.
Well, it's really true that from, you know, my understanding, people around the world in Asia and Europe, you mentioned the Native Americans, so many people have this integrated into their cultural, you know, rituals. And I think it's something that here in the U.S. we can really benefit from, because the only side effect that you mentioned is if somebody would try to overutilize it for weight loss, which would not be recommended at all.
And most people, even if you have a one-bedroom apartment in the corner of the bedroom, you know, or even in the corner of a living room, you can find a place to put a sauna. It ranks up there as high as good diet, getting enough sleep, exercise, keeping stress down, and profusely sweating every day. Carla, I don't think you can be vibrantly healthy unless you profusely sweat a few times a week.
Well, and I don't think God would give us sweat glands if he wasn't intending for us. We're not all farmers anymore. We're a tech age. So, you know, I mean, people are sitting a lot more. And so I'm so glad that you could join us today and go over the benefits of heat therapy and particularly the infrared sauna. And I want to mention again to our listeners, because we're down to our last few seconds, that we've been talking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. She's educated people at UCLA for over 30 years, and internationally she speaks and is a great, great source of knowledge on these topics. So we just really thank you, Susan, for joining us. Go to www.susansmithjones.com for more information. And I'm Dr. Carla from Here's to Your Health.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Live your life for God. Here's to your health.